You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. November 1st sounds like winter already, doesn't it? But even if it isn't officially on the calendar, we're going to finish the hour with CAP Radio arts reporter Jeff Hudson and a preview of upcoming classical concerts this winter. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning or good day.
Yeah, you made it through Halloween, right?
Absolutely.
Impersonating Hagrid, I hear.
Yes, at SciTech Academy in Knight's Landing, which is where my wife teaches.
That's the spirit. All right, let's start with a concert Friday night.
There was a good segment you did on Insight on Tuesday about the Mexican celebration known as Dia de los Muertos, or
yes,
the Day of the Dead. And you can still hear that on our website. But on Friday night at the Harris Center, Ballet Folklorico de Sacramento will dance their Dia de los Muertos program. It's up on the Folsom Lake College campus, and there will be lots of colorful costumes and traditional folklorico dancing, in addition to some lively music like this. And while we are on the topic of Mexican culture, the Camellia Symphony Orchestra is doing a program of Latin American music on Saturday, I think, at McClatchy High School Auditorium, conducted by Christian Baldini, who grew up in Argentina, so he knows a few things about Latin American music. On the program will be the Sinfonia India, written in the 1930s by Mexican composer Carlos Chavez, which has brief solos for indigenous Mexican instruments. Let's hear just a little of that. This is a piece that Chavez wrote for his first American tour as a conductor, and it was premiered by the Boston Symphony. Much later in the 1970s, Carlos Chavez worked on the California coast as the music director of the Cabrillo Festival in Santa Cruz.
So again, Friday night at the Harris Center is Ballet Folklorica, and then Saturday in the McClatchy High School Auditorium is the Camellia Symphony.
Correct.
All right. There's another weekend event, though. This is concerts both Saturday and Sunday.
Right. Violinist Rachel Barton Pine has a familiar face around this area.
Yeah.
She's been at the Mondavi Center two or three times. She's been a soloist with the Sac Philharmonic. She's even done a fundraiser with the Davis High School Baroque Ensemble. She's appearing with the Reno Philharmonic on those two nights, third and fourth, performing the Brook Violin Concerto, which is a flashy, big, romantic thing. She did this recording several years ago with City Music Cleveland.
She is captivating to watch in person, and this is a violinist who plays heavy metal, too.
Right. She does have a metal band that performs from time to time.
So again, Saturday and Sunday at Pioneer Center.
Right, up in Reno. Coming up in Modesto will be the Modesto Symphony Orchestra and the Modesto Symphony Chorus. Now, the big piece on the program is Holst the Planets, which I think everybody knows. We certainly play highlights of it all the time on Capital Public Radio. But the program also includes a trombone concerto. And how often do you get to hear a trombone concerto? It's by a French composer, Henri Tomasi, from the 1950s. And it's an interesting piece. Here's a recording by the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra with trombonist Jorgen von Riehen.
The trombone.
And I should mention that, as fate would have it, the Stockton Symphony also has a trombone soloist coming right up. Chris Brubeck, who's been a guest on this program, I believe.
Right.
And has been with the Stockton Symphony several times. He'll be performing a piece called The Blues and Beyond or something that he wrote for a Dutch orchestra about 10 years ago, something like that. And that concert with the Stockton Symphony will be on November the 10th. So you have two opportunities in the next week or so to hear a trombone soloist with orchestra. Very rare opportunity.
November 9th and the 10th at the Gallo Center is the Modesto Symphony Orchestra.
Right.
And then on the 10th is the Stockton Symphony.
Right. Then coming up in early December, the Alexander String Quartet is in their 16th year as a featured quartet at the Mondavi Center. They're doing the Shostakovich String Quartets, all 15 of them, with in a two-year cycle. So they're going to be doing the third and fourth quartets. Shostakovich is very angular, dark, desperate music. And let's hear a little bit of this.
Alexander String Quartet, very popular.
Right.
They are the right group to take on this music.
Right. And this is music that he wrote right after the siege of St. Petersburg during World War II, when like a million people died. It was really, he saw some dreadful things.
So, Jeff, we're going to finish with a little bit of news from the music community, from Davis. We need to do a little remembrance here.
Well, the music scene lost a really significant friend this past week when UC Davis geology professor emeritus Eldridge Moore died in a fire in Quincy, where he was attending a conference in the geology conference in the field. Eldridge Morris was really prominent in academic circles. He had a lot to do with the development of the theory of continental drift and how the Pacific Plate crashing into the North American continent was pushing up the Sierra Nevada. He was in the thick of all of that stuff. In addition, if there had been a Nobel Prize for geology, he would have won it. No question about it. Eldridge also was a musician. He played cello in the UC Davis Symphony Orchestra for quite a few years. And in fact, my son played alongside him as a stand partner for a couple of years. And so he frequently attended Mondavi concerts, sometimes on stage, sometimes as a member of the audience. Let's go out with a little bit of cello music by Luigi Boccherini, part of the cello concerto in B-flat major.
Cap Radio's arts and theater critic Jeff Hudson. Again, that remembrance of UC Davis geology professor Eldridge Moore's, and what a tragedy that was in that motel fire.
And he was one of the people who was there at the Mondavi Center on opening night in October 2002 and attended concerts regularly there. I used to see him all the time.
There's a great place for his memory and his name in the city of Davis.
If you want to read about him, there's a really nice book by John McPhee called Assembling California. It came out in 1993, and it's basically about Eldridge.
Thank you so much, Jeff. Jeff Hudson again, and you can find more at capradio.org/insight. That's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Our producers are Jen Picard, Cody Drabble, and Bert Johnson. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our engineer today is Anthony Van Hook. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. Thanks for joining us. Happy November.